This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring our series called Doing Business with God to a close. In this final lesson, Rick takes one last look at why you work, what you should be working for, and how God can use you in your workplace. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Standing Out at Work.
God will allow your loyalty to be tested. And he's not testing your boss at that moment. He's testing you. And he's seeing if he can trust you with greater responsibility in heaven. Joseph had a really tough test. Genesis 39, verse 6 and 8 and 9. Now Joseph was very handsome, and he was a well-built young man. So Potiphar's wife began to desire him and invited him to sleep with her. Wait a minute, the boss's wife is inviting the slave to sleep with her? Yeah, that's what's going on here. But notice, Joseph refused. Now, I want you to notice why he refused. Here's where the loyalty comes in. Look, he told her, my master trusts me. Let me stop right here. He doesn't start with God in this situation. Now, he gets to it in a minute. But his number one reason for being faithful and not committing adultery is, my master trusts me. That's an amazing statement. He didn't say, no, it's a sin to have sex with a married woman. Unless it's your married woman, your wife. He said, no, he doesn't say, he doesn't even talk about the sin at the start. He says, my master trusts me. Why would you do this? Why would you? I'm loyal to your husband. Why would you do this? He says there, Joseph refused. Look, he told her, my master trusts me. My master trusts me with everything is an entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing. Notice the gratitude of Joseph here. He's held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I ever do such a wicked thing to him? And he says, by the way, it would be a great sin against God. Friends, that's loyalty. That's loyalty. He's got a beautiful woman throwing herself at him. Nobody's going to know. You think I'm going to tell my husband? Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to know. Come on, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be the master and we can have a fling. This would be great. Nothing, no harm, no foul, nothing. And he turns you down because of loyalty to his boss. My master, trust me. Now, I'm sure Potiphar was an imperfect boss, because every boss is imperfect. I'm sure Joseph probably disagreed with his boss a lot of the time, because everybody does. Nobody gets it right all the time. They say, my master trusts me with everything. Why? I couldn't do this to him. That would be a wicked thing. That is loyalty. And you know what? God looks at that and God says, that's the kind of person I'm going to promote. Next one, number 6. This one goes right along with it. The sixth key to getting promoted is integrity. Integrity. Audacity, likability, capacity, reliability, loyalty, and the sixth quality for getting promoted, and every business owner wants this in employees, integrity. Integrity. Now, we've talked about this before. Integrity is far more than simply honesty. The word integrity comes from the word integer or integer, which means a unit of one. Integrated means we're all one. Segregated means we're separated into segments. Integrated means whole. Integrity means wholeness. Integrity, when you have integrity, doesn't mean you're perfect. Because if you had to be perfect to have integrity, nobody will ever have integrity because nobody's perfect. Integrity means that you are whole. What you see is what you get. You're not a phony, you're not a fake. That you act the way with me, the same way you act at home with your husband or your wife or your kids, the way you act on the golf course, the way you act at the bridge party, the way you act at a club, the way you act out at dinner, the way you act with your friends, that you don't wear a mask here and a mask here and a mask here and a mask here, and you don't segment your life. The moment you segment your life, say, this is my work life, this is my church life, this is my home life, this is my sports life, this is my porno life, this is my sex life, then you already lack integrity. The moment you segment your life, you lack integrity, because it means it's not integrated. It is segmented. It is a segregated life, not an integrated life. Integrity means wholeness. It means I act the exact same way in secret as I do in public. I act the exact same way with my kids or grandkids as I do with presidents and kings and queens. It means I am the exact same way. I'm not perfect, but I don't fake it. That is integrity. Let me give you a definition of integrity. Practicing in secret the values and beliefs that I claim to hold in public. Practicing in secret the values and beliefs that I claim to hold in public. It means I don't compartmentalize my life. Now, when I say practicing in secret, integrity is not what people think you are. Integrity is what you really are. Integrity is what you are when nobody's looking. Integrity is what you are in your quiet time. Integrity is what you are in the dark, when nobody knows, when nobody will see, when nobody can guess or compare. That's the real you. That's integrity. It's when you are exactly who you pay to be. And as a result of that, you don't act one way in secret and another way over here. So you have the same values that you promote in public, you hold to in private. We have seen over the last years, many, many years, a lot of famous, high-profile politicians, business leaders, even religious leaders, who said one thing out here and lived another thing right here, right? We all know about these. And then when they get caught, all of a sudden there's a big fall. Why? Because they lack integrity. They don't act in private the way they talk in public. Their public values and their private morals are two different things. Genesis 39:10. The woman pressured Joseph every day. She's trying to have an affair with him. The woman pressured Joseph every day. But he refused to have sexual relations with her or even spend time with her. Notice this, even spend. He's not going to bend on this. What is he doing? He's creating boundaries in his life to safeguard his integrity. I don't have time to read all these to you. 30 years ago, I wrote a thing, and every staff member at Saddleback knows this one, called Saddleback's 10 Moral Commandments. And I require every married staff member to sign this covenant, which is Saddleback's 10 Moral Commandments. And I'll just read them to you, I guess, anyway. Number one, thou shalt, this is for married couples, married people in our church, thou shalt not visit the opposite sex alone at home. Thou shalt not counsel the opposite sex alone in the office. Thou shalt not counsel the opposite sex more than once without their person's mate. Number four, thou shalt not go to lunch with the opposite sex if you're married by themselves. Number six, thou shalt not kiss any attendee of the opposite sex or show affection that could be questioned. Six, thou shalt not discuss detailed sexual problems with the opposite sex in counseling. Refer them. Number seven, thou shalt not discuss your marriage problems with an attendee of the opposite sex. Number eight, thou shalt be careful in answering emails or social media from the opposite sex. Nine, thou shalt make your secretary your protective ally in guarding your integrity. Number 10, thou shalt pray for the integrity of the other staff members. Now people say, oh, Rick, that is going overboard. I would rather go overboard than be thrown overboard. I want to live my life in such a way that people have to make up stuff about me. And they do. they do. But I want to live in, I would rather go overboard in protecting my life. You see, I can stand before you and say with clear conscience, I've only known one woman in my life, and that's my wife. And God willing, I intend that to be true my entire life. Why? Because I've put parameters in my life. It can't happen. In 32 years as your pastor, I have never been in a room with the door closed with opposite sex in the office. Never in 32 years. The only exception to that would be a nurse in a doctor's office. For many years, Harriet was my secretary, nearly 20 years. And Harriet was a great protector for me. And she knew we never even went in an elevator by ourselves, down in an elevator. I wanted to live above reproach. Nobody could even make up stuff about me. Why? That's called integrity. And that is so rare today that when you find somebody who's willing to go beyond the beans to live a life of integrity, they get promoted. And more than that, you get the blessing of God on your life in a big time way. Now, he creates safeguards for boundaries. Now, here's the point. Let me wrap this up. God wants you to shine out. He wants you to let your light shine, not hide it under a bushel. God wants you to do good, and he wants you to let others know the good you're doing. That's okay. He commands it. Jesus commanded it. He wants you to stand out at work. He wants you to be able to, man, look at that person. They're a great Christian. And if you develop these six traits, you will get noticed because it will be unusual. That's not the way most people live. Not with audacity, that's a life of faith. Likeability, that's a life of relationships and love. Capacity, that's a life of learning. Reliability, that's a life of trustworthiness. Loyalty, that's a life of not gossiping and not tearing down other people. And a life of integrity, that you are what you are in public, what you are in secret. Look at this next verse on your outline, Philippians 2:15. You are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of crooked and perverse people. Let your lives shine. Let your lives shine brightly. Let your lives shine brightly before them. That's what God wants you. How do you shine? What does a person do? How does he shine? How do people shine before the world in a dark world? Let's get practical. God wants you to be a doer of the word. Let's take these six character qualities, and let me give you six ways to develop them. Just write them down. I'm not going to comment on them. Then I just put a little acrostic here, shines. How does he shine? He shines in the world, in the dark world. He shines in the world. She shines in the world this way. S stands for step out in faith. That'll make you shine. Every time you step out in faith, you're going to shine. That shows audacity. You take the big risk. You believe God for the big things. You step out in faith. That shows audacity. H stands for help others succeed. Help others succeed. And you know what that does? That creates likability. When you help other people in your office succeed, guess what? They're going to like you. When you help your boss succeed, she's going to like you. Likeability comes when you help other people reach their goals. Step out in faith, audacity. Help others succeed creates likability. I improve myself daily. Improve myself daily. And you know what that does? That increases your capacity. You're learning more, so you're more valuable to the company. You're more valuable to your family. You're more valuable to yourself. Improve myself daily. I'm always learning, always growing. Learn something every day. N, never make excuses. Never make excuses. You know how rare that is? That'll make you shine. The person who never makes excuses demonstrates reliability. And if you never make excuses at work, you're going to be considered a reliable person. E, eliminate gossip. Eliminate gossip. That shows loyalty. shows loyalty to God and His Word. It shows loyalty to your business, shows loyalty to your boss. You eliminate gossip. And S, safeguard my life. Safeguard my lifestyle. It's like, create a series of things that I'm not gonna do this. These are the parameters I'm building around my life. Now, let me close with this. There's one trait that Joseph had that you already have. You already have. Let me show you some verses. Look up here on the screen, about five verses. Genesis 39:2, the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. Genesis 39, verse 2. Look at the next one, 39:3. Joseph's master saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did. I want you to have that success in everything he did. Genesis 39:5, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. Genesis 39:20-21, but while Joseph was in prison, the Lord was with him and granted him favor. What's the common denominator? God was with him. That's the same God who's in you, if you know Jesus Christ. God is. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to invite him into your life today. But that's the same thing that happens. When you have the Spirit of God in you, you have something that no unbeliever has. When God is with you, you have something that no person who doesn't know God have. That's a leg up. That is an advantage. Let me show you the last verse. You might write this verse on your outline. You probably ought to write it down. Psalm 75, 6 and 7 says this. For promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor from the south. God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. God is the judge. Promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or the south. It comes from God. You know what that verse says? You don't have to know the key man if you know the man who holds the keys. Let's bow our heads. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, you don't have the power to build these qualities in your life. So today, say, Jesus Christ, I want to open my life up to you. I want to follow you. I want to know you. I want to fulfill your purpose for my life. Jesus Christ, thank you for dying for me. I don't understand it all, but I need to be saved. I want to be in your family, and I want to know you. Say that to him. Jesus Christ, come into my life right now and change my heart and change my mind. And then all of us pray this prayer together. Just say it in your heart. Dear Jesus Christ, I want to build these six qualities, the Joseph qualities in my life. Help me to be audacious, to think big, show initiative, take risks for a dream in faith. Help me to have audacity. Help me to have your dream. And God, I want to be likable. And the way I want to be likable is I want to learn to like others. I want to learn to love others. I want to develop the attractive attitudes and the relational skills that cause others to want to work with me. And I ask you to enlarge my capacity, my potential for growth. I recommit myself to a lifetime of learning, to keep on learning so I increase in competence, so I can handle greater responsibility. Lord, I want to develop a reputation for reliability. I want to earn the trust of others by always keeping my promises, fulfilling my responsibilities, even if it requires sacrifice. And God, help me to be a loyal person, to be faithful to my boss, to be faithful to my spouse, to be faithful to my church, to be faithful to you, even when difficulty tests. I don't want to be a gossip anymore. I want to be loyal. And God, I want to be a person, a woman, a man of integrity. I want to practice in secret the values and beliefs that I claim to hold in public. I want to step out in faith. I want to help others succeed. I want to improve my life daily. I want to stop making excuses. I want to eliminate gossip. I want to safeguard my life. Holy Spirit, I can't do this on my own power. I need the Joseph factor. God, I need you to be with me. I realize that promotion comes from you. And really what matters is me knowing you more than anything else. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
That was Pastor Rick Warren with his current series, Doing Business with God. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with today's offer.
Did you know that even your job matters to God? Your work matters for eternity. Did you know that? The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, that means whatever job you've got right now, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. You see, God gave you a special calling to your work, and he placed you around certain people so you can minister to them right there where you work. Now, whether your work is paid or volunteer, whether you work in an office or at a job site or in your home with your kids, God has planned this work to be a ministry for you through the work you do. That's why I want to help you discover how God is at work in your work. So I put together a study kit for you. It's called Christians in the Workplace. Now, I believe this study will energize you. It'll equip you for your ministry at your work, whether you work in the home, in the office, outdoors, or anywhere around the world. This Christians in the Workplace study kit includes a 6-session study guide and a DVD that I actually developed with Professor Paul Schreier. He's a professor at Azusa Pacific University, Christian University, and these sessions also include helpful interviews from real people who are living out their faith at work. I know it's going to help you and encourage you. Throughout this study, Christians in the Workplace, you're going to learn how God calls and equips you to do your work and why your work is a ministry. And I'll teach you to see your work as an opportunity for spiritual growth and how to develop moral and ethical character to guide you at your work. Plus, I'm going to show you how to find opportunities to share your faith, how to be a witness at work.
Request your copy today by going to PastorRick.com, or you can text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.